This is Ryder Rensberger. He's got the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, and he's coming to the near sidelines. And he keeps taking a peek over there at Ethan Schroff.
Yep.
And it's a very short. He's only 4 yards behind the ball. Waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. And it's a high short kick. It's going to be played by a Tiger who will go down at the 28-yard line. Fielded by Fletcher Pohl, who's still out there. Remember, he injured that arm and shoulder earlier in the game. He's fine. First down, Warsaw, as we start the third quarter play with the Tigers up 7-0.
It would be nice if we can come out here, like you said, go up two scores. The first half drives for Warsaw went touchdown, punt, downs, fumble.
Yeah.
See if we can get back on the touchdown train here.
First down and 10 for the Tigers at the 28-yard line at the north end of Fisher Field. Brock has wings on either side. Northwood, four down linemen on this play. And they run Schenk up the middle, and he'll get across the 30-yard line and go down at the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 5 for the Tiger fullback. Michael now with 9 carries for 49 yards here on the after one play of the third quarter.
One would call that workmanlike.
Yes. Nothing fancy.
Yep.
Morse had one good drive. They had another one going right there before halftime. They fumbled through the back of the end zone, and Northwood was able to get the ball to 20 instead of giving up points. Schenk runs right. He runs right into a Panther defender, Cruz Garcia. He'll go down at the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 4 more yards for Schenk, but he'll be short of the first down by 1.
In two identical plays to start the second half, just full back up the middle. And maybe we can get this drive to look like that last drive of the first half for us. Just methodical, just march down the field, and this time punch it in.
Two wide out to the near side. Halfbacks on either side. Schenk behind Quentin Brock on third down and a yard. And it's Schenk again, and he's got the first down out past the 40-yard line. Mark him right at the 40. That's a gain of 2 yards, and that's good enough for the Tigers to get another first down. And Schenk is doing the majority of the work. He's got 11 carries for 55 yards now for Warsaw.
But if you get, I feel like a broken record. You know, if you get 3, 4, or 5 yards carry, you're going to move those chains methodically and get your way down to the end zone.
Well, and it keeps that Northwood offense over on the sidelines. From the far hash mark, right at the 40-yard line, Brock went under center, then stood back up. Now he's back under, and whistles and flags fly, and the illegal procedure called against the Tigers again.
That was somebody on the right-hand side of the line. I couldn't tell if that was a tackle or guard.
False start called on the offense.
Mark Curtis is just about ready to have his headphones pop off his head. That'll back the ball back to the 35-yard line.
Was that the fourth false start penalty?
Si, senor.
Wow.
20 yards and penalties for Warsaw, all on false starts. And they're legit.
Right.
Right? Sometimes this offense is known for trying to cheat that.
Correct.
This is not that. This is guys just jumping and then hitting their helmets. First and 15. Schenk. No, it's a late pitch back to Harmon. He's at the 40 and tripped up as he gets out near the 42-yard line. Give Harmon 7 yards on the sweep out to the far side.
It was a good option pitch there from QB. Did I see that? Did he kind of fumble that ball a little bit and play it off his helmet?
Pitch was high.
Yeah.
Pitch was not into his hands. It was right at his face.
That's what I thought I saw. But you got the binoculars.
Second down and 9 coming up for the Tigers. 9:27 left, third quarter. Warsaw leading 7-0. And we have another false start penalty.
False start call on the Warsaw Tigers. 5-yard penalty.
And that'll cost them 5 more yards. So the 6 yards they got, they're going to lose 5 of it. It'll be second down and 14.
That would look like somebody slipped.
Well, Harmon went in motion, and the official threw the flag when he fell down.
Yeah.
This is field turf. It is chilly. Apparently, the dew has made the ground slick because we've seen several players on both sides slip and fall down. Second and 14. Ball back up at the Tiger 37-yard line. Option play. Brock is going to fake the pitch. Now keep it and duck forward. And he'll get a couple of yards to the 39-yard line. Third down and long coming up for the Tigers.
So what do we have for third and 11 here?
A running play.
You probably think so.
Tigers are 0-3 passing the ball. One of those was a spike. Another was a pass that really legitimately should have been picked off. Play clock at 18 as the Tigers break the huddle, third and 11. The Northwood fans trying to make some noise to help their defense. Brock, play action fake, running right, going to get hit at the 40, and he's dragged down from behind at the 43, check that, the 44-yard line. So that's a gain of 5 yards. And we have a Panther that is down back upstream. So officially, that's a gain of 5. Fourth down and 6 coming up now for the Tigers.
And that's like the fifth time that we've run that quarterback reverse pivot counter play. And, boy, each time it just seems like it's going to go. And for whatever reason, it just
– Nope, Northwood is quick to the ball. And they are able to make up ground where other teams have not been able to make that ground up. 8:07 left to play in the third quarter. The injured Panther is off on the sidelines, or I'm sorry, still on the ground. I cannot tell who it is. The officials are blocking my view. The training staff at Northwood helping that young man up, and that is Ethan Miller, who is one of their regulars on both sides of the ball. And he is slow to get up and limping, trying to run off the field, but he does not look very good.
That's not full strength.
No. Fisher Whitaker is on the field now to punt for the Tigers. Remember, the last snap back to Fisher by Zach Reniker bounced to him on one hop. So this will be a punt from the 44-yard line. Whitaker standing at his 30. The Panthers aren't buying it. They've got nobody back. Reniker with a perfect snap this time, and Whitaker's going to boot it down the field, and there's nobody there. Oh, it takes a bad Tiger bounce, though. Lands at the 27 of Northwood, rolls inside the 25, and will be downed at the 21-yard line. So the Tigers drive, stalls out, and it'll be first down for Northwood.
See if we keep that defensive pressure up, because Northwood's drives of the first half were block, field goal, punt, fumble, punt, halftime. So with defense for Warsaw, did a tremendous job, I thought, especially between the once they got into the red zone area.
Yes. Monroe has one back just a step behind him and to his right, and he'll take the snap. He's going to roll it right. He's going to look down the field. He's going to take off. He's hit at the 20, gets away. He's to the 25, still going, and finally goes out of bounds. And how far did he get? It looks like the 26-yard line, when it looked like he was going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
We had a couple Tiger defenders well within reach of tackling him at the line of scrimmage.
Gain of 4 officially on the play. Actually, 5 where they mark it. Second down and 5. Monroe from the 26, and there was movement. Who jumped? Warsaw did. Stouffer sent right over the ball. He's going to get a penalty. 5 more yards walked off against the Tigers. 6 penalties for 30 yards now for Warsaw. And Northwood will have a first down via the penalty. Their 10th of the game.
So their quarterback, Braylon Monroe, that time he clapped.
Yeah.
And that's when Stouffer went on the clap and not the ball.
But he's also leaning right over the football. He can see it.
Yep.
Monroe takes a head-high snap, looking right all the way, throws it out there, got a man open. It's caught. It'll be out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Catch made on the play by Ben Yoder for Northwood. That's a gain of 7. Ethan Sinclair on the stop. Second down. And quickly they run right to the line of scrimmage. Monroe claps his hands again, then claps his hands a second time, hands off to King up the middle, and King's got the first down and more. Out past the 45, and the Tigers finally get him to the ground at the 47-yard line. King with a 9-yard run, another first down for Northwood.
So I'm not going to go on and say sloppy tackling so far this second half, but let's just say it's not ideal.
No, correct.
A couple times where I thought we should have had him down, and they kind of slip out of that arm tackle.
They're coming pretty high.
Yep.
From the Tiger 48-yard line, first down Northwood. Monroe takes a snap. It's a sweep to the left. The Tigers have it strung out. Monroe trying to get around the outside. He can't do it, and he's pushed out of bounds by Parker Sweet. And he will get 3 yards to the midfield stripe on the carry. Monroe. And it'll be second down and 7 coming up. 6:34 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead over Northwood. The Panthers started this drive at their own 21-yard line.
And that's the second time tonight that Parker Sweet has come up and really pursued well and put his hat right on the Northwood Panther offensive person.
Monroe, empty backfield. 5 wides, 2 left to the short side, 3 wide to the right. Fakes the clap. Now he does clap. Rolling right again. Lobs it up the far side. It's caught. Inbounds by Weaver, and he's got a first down. Down to the Tiger 35-yard line. That's a 15-yard gain and another pass play for the Panthers.
Boy, he's really impressive. His arm strength is really impressive, Monroe's.
Yes.
Especially on the run there. That's a difficult throw to make. You look at that, a lot of people look at that and be like, oh, ho-hum, they made a completion. No, that was a sprint out, roll out to the right. It just put it right on the money.
And that's a touch pass, and that's something that we've seen him struggle with before. Thumb 35. He's got King to his right. He'll fake the handoff and run right. He's got room. 30, 25, breaks a tackle, and he's knocked down at the 21-yard line. 14 more yards on the run for Braylon Monroe, and another first down for Northwood as they head toward the north end, trailing 7-0, but looking to tie the game.
Yep. And they're coming into this end, this red zone. We have a Tiger defender down.
And we have a stoppage for that with, I think, the Tigers took timeout. 5:59 left to play in the third. Warsaw trail or leads 7-0 over Northwood. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Back to action from the 22-yard line. Monroe rolling left, looking down the field, fires it over the middle. It's caught by Allen inside the 10. He's going to go down at about the 8-yard line. Mark him at the 8. First and goal, Panthers.
And there's that arm strength again. He just kind of roll out to the left there. Nice sidearm. Almost looks like a Patrick Mahomes type throwing that ball sidearm.
Yeah, I mean, he's slinging that ball.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad he doesn't play baseball, honestly. Throws the ball hard.
Well, yeah, for sure. First and goal for Northwood from the Tigers' 7-yard line. Monroe with King to his right. Takes the snap, going to run right. Tigers have it stretched out, and Monroe will dive forward and be tackled at the 5-yard line. A gain of 3.
So this is kind of the same situation we were in the Northwood's first drive of the game. And let's see if we can use that end zone as another defender and keep him out.
Northwood quickly to the line. Weaver now in the backfield with King on either side of Monroe from the right hash mark. Now they look back at the Northwood coaches, who immediately send him back to the play. They hand off to Weaver up the middle. He dives inside the 3-yard line, and they will mark him down at the 3. So a gain of 2 for Weaver. That's his 5th carry for 12 yards. And it sets up 3rd down and goal.
And this is a big play in this game right here.
Yes, sir. Although I think Northwood will go for it.
They would. Yep.
Monroe from just inside the right hash mark. King, the only back, to his left. Braylon with 3 claps now looks back to his left. Now has a new play. Now King moves to his right. Takes a snap. Monroe running right. Going to get hit at the 3. Gets away. Dives to the goal line. And he's down. He stopped short of the goal line. He got 2 yards. He's 1 yard short. And it'll be 4th down and about 1.5 for Northwood.
I couldn't see who made the tackle there, but whoever it was kind of grabbed his jersey and just stopped him from going in the end zone.
He just kind of held on.
Yeah, yeah.
Waited for help to come.
Big play here.
Literally maybe 6 inches for the Panthers to get to within one. 3:41 left to play in the third quarter. Warsaw 7, Northwood nothing. They have Ethan Miller in the game in the backfield, and the ball is loose. It's rolling around loose. It doesn't matter whether the Tigers get it or not. Northwood's been turned away. Northwood's been turned away at the 10-yard line. Holy cow.
So different results. You know, this time it was a bad snap that got over Monroe's head, kind of like that first drive for Northwood of the game where it was a blocked field goal. Regardless, they come down to the end zone twice and have been rebuffed twice. Awesome job there by the Tiger defense.
Mm.
This has been a weird, weird game.
It has most definitely been that. So here comes Warsaw, having dodged yet another bullet. First and 10 from their own 10. They got to get the offense going here against this Northwood defense from the middle of the field. And they hand off to Duncan, and Duncan will get 4 yards out to the 14-yard line. King on the stop for Northwood.
Those two Northwood drives, the epitome of a bend don't break defense. Very bendy.
Where they gave Warsaw the ball is the 11-yard line. So make a note of that. So that's a gain of 3 for Brody. Second down. Brock. Again, up the middle. He's going to keep it this time. And he'll get across the 15 out to the 17-yard line. So that's a gain of 3 more for the Tigers. But here they are again facing third down and about 4 from their own 17-yard line. Or 16-yard line.
Another big play in this game right here.
Well, they need to get somebody the ball in some space. They have just not had much room to operate and make moves and make people miss. Northwood shifting on defense, and they're going to pitch it back to the right. Tucker Reed, he's going to get hit, and he's going to get to the 18-yard line. Mark him at the 19-yard line. He got 2 yards. He didn't get enough, and the Tigers are sending the punt team out onto the field.
I think at this point, at this spot in the field, you have to punt here.
Well, it feels like Northwood's got like 12 guys out on the field because there's no way you should be able to stop that. And we have a timeout taken by Warsaw, and Warsaw is down to one timeout left. 1:46 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 7, Northwood nothing, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. There's only one reason to call timeout there, and that's if you're changing your mind and you're going to leave the punt team on the sidelines, and that is exactly what Bart Curtis is doing. Fourth down and 1 with the ball right at the 20-yard line. They have a full yard to get. And the fans from both sides sensing the importance of the moment with 1:46 left to go in the third and Warsaw leading by 7. Brock under center. Takes the snap, hands off Duncan. First down across the 20-yard line, out near the 23.
It's their bread and butter play.
Brody Duncan, when you need him most, gets you 3 yards and moves the chains for the Tigers. With 1:41 left to play in the third, and Warsaw keeps this very important drive alive, leading 7-0.
I mean, you go with what you know or what you're very, very confident in doing, and that's what they did, fullback right up the middle.
The way these teams have moved the ball, and now Northwood's going to take a timeout. 1:28 left to play in the third. Warsaw 7, Northwood nothing, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Steve Scott back at the radio station, compiling scores for us and keeping us on the air. Mr. Smith is not with us. He is, like many others, on fall break. It's about 50% of the normal crowd here on a Friday night that we would have with weather like this. Warsaw, they run by Duncan, gets the first down on 4th and 1. They've got the ball at the 23-yard line of the Tigers with 1:28 left to play in the third quarter, leading 7-0 over Northwood. Brock pitches back late. Harmon is going to get hit and thrown for no gain. Actually, they're going to give him a yard to the 24-yard line. They have stopped the Tigers up the middle, and they have stopped the Tigers out wide. No, even Mishawaka wasn't able to do that.
I'm with you. It seems that, I know they're not, but it seems like they're playing with 12 or 13 defenders.
Yep, it sure does.
Which is probably one of the most, like, the ultimate compliment you can give a defense.
I hope if Northwood fans are watching and listening, hope that that's how they're taking it. Second and 9. Brock pitching to Reed, running right. Gets through the original line. Scrimmage bounce off. 35-40. He's out in the open. 45-50. 40. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Tucker Reed, 76 yards. And Warsaw leads 13-0 when it looked like he might get 5 yards, and that's all.
That was an uncharacteristic play on defense from Northwood because Tucker went through a couple arm tackles. And he's tough to bring down. You got to take him out of his legs. And for whatever reason, Northwood's defense did not do that. And once Tucker got by that initial surge, he was gone. No catching Tucker there.
Yeah. Ankle or no ankle. Now Conley for the point after to make it 14-0. Reed will take a breath and wait for the snap to hold it. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. 14-0 Tigers. 34 seconds left to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. That's an 89-yard drive. Just under 3.5 minutes. 76 yards officially on the touchdown run for Tucker Reed. For Tucker, that's just his second touchdown run of the season. But it's a big one.
Yep.
And it puts the Tigers up 14-0 now over Northwood. And it's Munez Bermudez to kick off for Warsaw. They have two Panthers deep. And again, no DeAndre Moore for Northwood tonight. He's in street clothes. The run up and the boot. And it is high, and it will be taken at the 8-yard line. 10, 15. This is Allen to the far side to the 20. Look out. 25, 30, 35 to the 40-yard line. And out of bounds to the 42-yard line. And we have an injured Panther back upstream at the 23.
He got absolutely de-cleated.
Is that right?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing happen.
Looks like he's cramping. Yeah. So that's good.
That is.
The ball is marked at the 43-yard line of the Panthers. 34 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Northwood, first half drives. They had a field goal blocked. They punted. They lost a fumble. They punted again. And they ran out of time in the half. They've had the ball once here in the second half. They got to the Tiger 10, and then a bad snap set them up to fail on fourth down. And Warsaw then took the ball from there, from the 11, right, and went down and scored.
Yeah, they had the ball fourth and goal at, you're right, the 6-inch line.
Yes. Yep. Could have easily been a touchdown that would have tied the game. Well, they would have went for two. They go for two a lot. From the 43, first down. Monroe standing at the 38 waiting for the snap. Takes it. He will keep it. He will run right. He ran right by two Tigers that didn't know he had it. And it's going to be the new guy, Robles, who's going to run him out of bounds at the 45-yard line, I think. Nope, 46-yard line. Gain of 3.
Ethan Sinclair came in there like a heat-seeking missile as well with some bad intentions, bad but legal intentions.
Now we have a stoppage, and the officials want to have a chat.
Clock will be moved to 15 seconds.
Oh. Official will move the clock to 15 seconds. Oh, the game clock is at 2 seconds. And they're going to reset it to 15. Brand new game clock here at Fisher Field.
There we go.
Part of the new scoreboard system and the video boards. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Northwood with second down and 7 at their own 46-yard line. Monroe with King to his left. Takes a waist-high snap, looking right, throws it right, got a man wide open. It's Yoder. He's got the first down into Tiger territory at the 46-yard line. Needed 7, gain of 8. First down Northwood with 11 seconds left, and they wind the clock. And a high snap, and they'll hand off to King up the middle, and he'll run past the 45 and go down at the 41-yard line. And then the T-shirt machine is shooting out T-shirts.
I was like, what's all that commotion?
And there's a problem out on the field, too, that had the fans groaning. We've completed three quarters, 14-0. Warsaw with a lead over Northwood. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.